The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented, of course, always by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, classic journeyman. Most of you know that already. I love talking about betting on the NFL and other sports as well, but especially the NFL. We've had quite a bit of success on this podcast over the last 6 or 7 years, however many years it has been. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Not only do you get clips from these shows, but you also get the beer I'm drinking, the food I'm eating. I almost combine those into Bood. Bood is a mood. And you can follow at Ross Tucker Pod. That's where you get the best clips of all of our shows, right? So Fantasy Feast Podcast for tomorrow. We're going over our running back rankings for the rookies. Very important for those of you that are into best ball at DraftKings or elsewhere. College Draft Podcast. We're breaking down every draft pick, including the draft picks for your team. And then, of course, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Greg Cosell joins me tomorrow. And Michael North from the NFL, he's the head of their scheduling department now. He's going to join me a Thursday night Ross Tucker Football Podcast right after the schedule comes out, which is good timing because that's exactly what the most of today's episode is about. How to bet NFL once the schedule is released. Nobody's better at it than the great Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on social media. He, of course, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest at the Westgate. Steve, I do want to get a little bit later on in the show. I want to get into your thoughts on some NBA bets I know you like over the next couple of days, as well as a season wins total bet, which I think is really interesting. But it's Tuesday, May 9th. We got the schedule coming out Thursday, May 11th. Probably try to have Warren Sharp come on next week or maybe the week after to break down some of the inefficiencies in the schedule. But I want to know what matters and what doesn't when the schedule comes out Thursday night, and how can we capitalize on it, bet on it, and make some money for ourselves.
So recognize that we already know what the schedule is. We know who your opponents are going to be, and for the most part, where the games are going to be played, although there'll be a couple wrinkles with the international games. The AFC teams right off the bat get an advantage this year, 9 home games. Everyone that does the strength of schedule analysis doesn't put in the venues, so that never gets reflected in strength of schedule. So be aware, all things being equal, you want to look towards NFC teams to play under. We talk about this every year. There's a bias in the marketplace. If you add up the average season wins of all the teams, it should average like 8.44 because there can be ties. It shouldn't even be 8.5, but it's always a little bit above 8.5 because everyone just saw the draft. They just saw their team dominate. They're going to be better this year. So there's a bias towards betting overs. So you want to look to play under specifically this year, look to play NFC teams to go under. Now, Warren does a fabulous job identifying things like advantage rest days. So all things being equal, you love playing teams that had to play Monday Night Football the week before, and you don't want to play a team off of a bye, things like that. You want a net advantage in rest days as you're going through the schedule. You don't want to lose a home game. You don't want to have to play one of your home games overseas. So that's a big disadvantage. Week 18, you want to play a really good team. Week 18, Buffalo, Cincinnati. Why? It might be a throwaway game. They may have already locked everything up. So that can be a big advantage if you're a team that's playing a team that might be disinterested in playing their spare parts that final week. So a whole lot to look at with the schedule. And even though we know the teams and the matchups, there still can be a lot of advantages that the NFL schedule maker can hand out, despite Mike North's best attempts to make it fair.
All right. So you said a lot of things there that I think are interesting. Number one, even though we have thousands and thousands of listeners and more people watching us on video, including youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, I almost forget sometimes, Steve, that there are people that don't follow it as closely as we do and don't even realize that we already know the games. We already know all 17 games for every team. We know whether they're home or away. Like, that is not what's coming out Thursday night. We've known that since the day the season ended, exactly what the schedule would be. And I'm already seeing it, Steve. I know this is a pet peeve of yours. I'm already seeing strength of schedule stuff. And they're saying the Eagles have the toughest schedule, and they're doing it based on the win-loss record, combined win-loss record, of the teams the Eagles are playing this year. Last year's record, which, as I'm sure you will get into, Steve, is not the right way to look at it. I'm looking, and actually the Eagles, their strength of schedule, according to Warren Sharp, is 16th. So they're actually dead in the middle if you do it based on the current Vegas DraftKings Sportsbook season win totals. But I don't know. Maybe there will come a day, Steve, when the NFL Twitter account will do it based on season win totals. But that day is not today.
The irony in this is that it's not even 100% accurate to base your strength of schedule on your opponent's current season win numbers. Really, you should be basing it on your opponent's current power ratings. So think about this. If you have a really easy schedule, Atlanta's an example. So Atlanta's going to get valued as being an 8.5 season win team. Well, the reason they're over-under is 8.5 is because they have the biggest cupcake schedule known to man. Atlanta's not actually an average NFL football team. They're a below-average team that is going to feast on a super weak schedule. So when you evaluate, hey, I'm playing Atlanta, if I'm an average team and it's on a neutral site, I'm going to win that game 55% of the time, not 50. But it's still that method of using the season win numbers that are being dealt currently is light years better than taking a look at last year's exact number of wins for the teams, which, of course, is completely flawed.
That is so interesting, Steve, because I didn't really I never thought of it the way you just presented it. Now, the problem is most people don't really publish their power rankings, but season win total isn't even the right way to do it because season win total takes into account schedule. It should be your strength of schedule is really based on the power ratings of how good the team actually is, because season win total is a little bit flawed by taking into account things that other than just how good the team is.
Exactly. But it's certainly it's okay to use it as a proxy for how strong your schedule is. It won't be off by much. So in terms of time and effort, you're going to get 95% of the way there. I'll use a blackjack analysis. Card counters can use like a really complicated system of card counting where the fives count. you know, the fives are the least favorable card in the deck, so you can count the fives higher with your card counting. But it gets so messy and complicated, it winds up just being easier, just using a simple plus one, minus one in card counting, and you're going to get 95% of the power without having to, like, put in all this extra work. In many ways, the same thing's true, at least initially when you're evaluating strength of schedule in the NFL, to just use that, those season win numbers.
So, by the way, Sharp Football Analysis, Warren does a great job. Right now, based on the DraftKings Sportsbook season win total, the five easiest schedules in order, Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Colts, Bears. So nice for the NFC South. The five hardest in order, the Patriots. Gosh, the Patriots have the hardest schedule, Steve, too. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Dolphins. So AFC East is rough. NFC South is soft, essentially, Steve.
Makes a lot of sense, right? I wish I was residing in the NFC South. If I was a GM where you get six games a year against teams that just you're not really fearful of, I guess the Saints could be decent this year. But the Saints, the reason their season win number is 9.5 is not because they're as good as the Cowboys. It's because they get to play that cupcake schedule.
So before we get into some of the other things that I know Warren notes, and I want to see whether or not you note, Steve, I want to make sure everyone Thursday night, well, maybe even the next couple nights while you're watching NBA or NHL playoffs, but definitely Thursday night, if you're watching that schedule show, or really if you're listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast or watching Michael North give me the extra insight into the schedule, have some Labatt Blue Lights with you. If you really want to take things to the next level, Labatt Blue Lights, you don't even need to be with friends. Just live life to the power of we. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, Steve. So here's some of the things that Warren notes. And I'm curious as to which one of these you think are actionable or not. He notes three-game road trips. He notes opponents coming off of a bye. He notes road games with no byes. You know, road game stretches with no byes. Longest stretches between road games. He has teams with their first two games on the road, most primetime games, fewest primetime games. And then I think maybe the one that's most important to you, rest disparity. So I guess the question is, how many of these are like rest disparity is a season win total thing? And how much of it is rest disparity, Steve, in a given week? And so we got to wait till DraftKings comes out with every game for the whole season and then wait till and bet on that specific game.
The latter. I think you nailed it. If I don't like a team because there's a big rest disparity in three of their select games, why am I going to go and play a 17 game schedule and play that team to go under? Why not just look at those bad spots, weeks 4, 9, and 12? I mean, DraftKings is going to put up every single line for the NFL season throughout the year. Just bet those games before they're actually adjusted for those bad situational spots and take advantage then, I would much prefer to attack it in those specific instances for those games.
So was there anything else I named or anything else that Warren talks about, the three straight road games, the, you know, this big stretches without going on the road, the opponents coming off of a bye? Do you look at any of those, Steve, and their automatic fires or something you take into account? Or is rest disparity the big one?
Rest disparity is the biggest, but I want to address the whole bye thing. In general, you want to play a team, and I'm really not sure why this is the case. If you're playing a team off a bye, that's generally bad because they're coming back rested. But for whatever reason, when teams come off a bye and then they go on the road, that seems to be their best spot off of a bye. If they come off a bye in their home, oftentimes they come up flat. So I want to play a team. If my opponent is coming off a bye, I want to go to their house and play there where it hasn't been nearly as significant as you would think the advantage would be.
Got it. My other question for you, is there anything else schedule release NFL? Obviously, we'll dive into it more next week with Warren when we actually, you know, see what the schedules are. I know rest disparity is a big one for him. He talks about, is there a difference between rest disparity and teams having more or less time to prepare, or is that the same thing?
It's the same thing, although keep in mind, Warren's rest disparity numbers are always going to be too skewed towards these bye teams because they're going to create 7 extra days of rest for his opponents if you have to play lots of teams off of a bye. And there's diminishing returns. If you have, you don't want to play a team off of a Thursday game, for instance, because they have 9 days and you only have 7, or I guess they have 10 days. Whereas, does it matter if they really have 10 days or if they have 14 days and they get to go to TJ for 3 days and drink like crazy on their bye week? I would make the case, I would rather play a team off of a bye with all that time off than a team who played Thursday the week before.
By the way, just a note, the Eagles played 4 short week road games last year, meaning they had a short week and they were on the road. They went 3-1. The only one they lost was that Cowboys game where Hurts was hurt. And instead, Minshew played. They still probably should have won that one, but I don't remember whether or not they covered. I just remember whether or not they won those games. So I know short week road games is a big one for him. It's interesting, though, Steve, because you and I were texting, like we often do, and you were saying, look, everybody's obsessed with NFL win totals. They're looking at the wrong football win totals right now.
Yeah, so the number one goal for this show is to make everyone a better, and to teach you how to win. It's sexy, it's fun talking all these NFL wins, and it's my area of expertise. But I can tell you, you're playing the wrong poker game here. Poker players know this. Game selection. You want to play against the weakest players, and in our situation, the weakest lines. And I'm going to say kudos to a former associate of mine, Brad Powers, at Brad Powers 7. So he sends out an email, and this is actually brilliant to his clients, and I've got privy to this information, and it shows the bets he's made in college football already. So Brad Powers already, he can just go to Disneyland, not make another bet the rest of the year on season wins, and he's going to do better than every one of us. Why? Because he bet the openers in college football. Ross, there's 130 plus teams. The odds makers aren't focused on it. The limits are lower. They have no idea what they're doing. So I just grabbed the first 5 he bet. I'll go bold prediction. He'll win them all. He played Cincinnati over 4.5. Clemson over 9.5. I'm sure these numbers aren't available anymore. 3 teams he faded. Arizona under 5.5. Colorado under 5.5. I think they lost every player that was playing for them last year. Duke under 6.5. I don't think Duke is going to a major bowl game. You get the idea. Look to play the sports that have the weakest numbers. The NFL has the strongest numbers. There's a lot of good ways to attack it and get the best of it. But right now, against openers in season wins, you should be betting college football, not the NFL.
That is really interesting, Steve. Really interesting. Yeah, and I think that there is opportunity there if people are able to jump on it. I guess in part because college isn't quite as, you know, popular as NFL. And also there's so many college teams, it's hard to really have a great grasp of all of them. But that's interesting that your boy Brad Powers does that well. Speaking of efficient markets like the NFL, Steve, I know that you were texting me that the NBA right now is tough just because, you know, there's only whatever, eight teams left and you're able to really focus in. They're able to really focus in on, you know, these lines.
Yeah, and it's actually the bettors that are focused in. My son, he's 12. He was making fun of the odds makers last night. And he's like, Daddy, how can they like open up Golden State minus -5? You know, they need to win this game against the Lakers. What am I missing? And I'm like, you're not missing anything. It's like what happens is that these games wrap up late at night. And now you don't even have the A team working as odds makers because it's literally 11 o'clock Pacific time. That lines are coming up, or 10 o'clock, I guess. And the odds makers are putting up numbers. I'll use two numbers. I bet both of these. They opened up Denver minus -4 against Phoenix. And Denver was already minus -4 against Phoenix game two. That was a game Denver crushed Phoenix. And it was a good spot for Phoenix because Denver had won game one. Well, now it's a great spot for Denver game five off back-to-back competitive losses in Phoenix. Of course, Denver's the right side in this game. I would bet it even at minus -5.5. At minus -4, you had all of about 45 seconds to jam in bets at DraftKings. Minus -4, the opener there. Great value. And the odds makers, frankly, made another line short last night. Golden State opened 5 right here at DraftKings. It was there for a couple minutes. And you can tell me the Lakers are the better team, but I don't believe you. Yeah, the Lakers probably going to win the series, and they're up 3-1. That game could have gone either way last night. Curry missed the key shot. Now Golden State, great at home, down 3-1, needs the game like blood. NBA wants Golden State to win as well, so wouldn't surprise me they get some extra calls. Even at 6.5, I would still look towards Golden State. Minus -5, just a tremendous bet. But the thing about an efficient market like that, Ross, within a few minutes, the best bettors in the world, they're up, they're awake, they're ready to fire. Much more difficult to win as the game time approaches than playing against openers. That's the number one theme of the show today. Attack soft openers.
You know, it's interesting too, Steve, because I know people that are already suggesting that the Lakers like could even rest guys in game five or be judicious with the playing time for LeBron and Anthony Davis, especially if they fall behind. So I wouldn't be surprised if Golden State's still the right side in that one. Because once things get away from them, I could see, if they do, I could see them going that route. You mentioned the Suns at the Nuggets tonight, Steve. $77 right now on the Game Time app. You got to be kidding me. I mean, forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Exclusive flash deals on all of these. What I love about Game Time, you type in your city, and the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. So you literally could go to Suns Nuggets tonight for $57. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Steve, we get so many email questions for you because people have questions for you and they want to ask you stuff and they take advantage of our sponsors like Game Time to do so. So let's get to one.
Ever wanted to ask a professional sports bettor a question? It's time to ask Steve.
All right, Steve, here we go. This is from KP. When placing future bets with your bookie, we don't do that, KP. We do it with DraftKings Sportsbook. But he said, when placing future bets with your bookie versus doing it via a traditional sportsbook, how much of a discount are you willing to take on the odds? really wondering what the value of, quote, not having your money locked up is in this scenario. Love the show. Thanks, KP.
Yeah, it's a great question, because when we're betting these NFL season wins, we're basically tying up our money for 6 months. And okay, you could say traditional investment vehicles, I'm only going to earn 2% on that money, so it's not a big deal. But in practice, that's your betting bankroll that is being tied up and can't be utilized. Now, when you're bet sizing, you should still assume you have it, because you're going to have it long term, but still you wind up illiquid. So I would say, all things being equal, my rule of thumb is that if I'm going to play a season win, I really like, if I can lay minus 115 on credit, I would rather do that than lay minus 110 and have to actually put the money out. But a lot of this depends on how big your bankroll is. If you've got an enormous bankroll, get the best number. If you have a limited bankroll, you can't run out of money and not be able to bet during the season. So better to take a slightly worse number in your bets if you can make it on credit.
Wow, that's a good question. That's interesting, Steve. Really interesting answer. So keep those emails coming, by the way, because we love them. I've got a bunch, but I still love getting new ones that are good. Either send me a picture of you drinking some Labatt Blue Light. Send it to me, ross@rostucker.com. Go to the sponsor tab at rostucker.com. Take advantage of any of the sponsors like Raycon Earbuds or ExpressVPN or whatever. Send them to me and say, here's my question for Steve. You will go to the top of the list and you'll get your personal question answered soon, which is a great way to go about it. Just like it's a great way to go about it following at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. Steve's actually hilarious. If you're going to Vegas, he'll have different restaurant recommendations and such, sportsbook recommendations. Follow him at Fezzik Sports. We're at Ross Tucker Pod. And of course, I am at Ross Tucker NFL. Next week, we'll dive into the NFL schedule, let you know who to bet. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.